Blackstone Audio presents The Lion Hunter and the Lady by Louis L'Amour. This book is read by Tom Weiner. The mountain lion stared down at him with wild, implacable eyes and snarled deep in its chest. He was big, one of the biggest Morgan had seen in his 4 years of hunting them. The lion crouched on a thick limb not over 8 feet above his head. "Watch him, cat," Lone John Williams warned. "He's the biggest I ever seen, the biggest in these mountains, I'll bet." "You ever seen Lop Ear?" Morgan queried, watching the lion. "He's half again bigger than this one." He jumped as he spoke, caught a limb in his left hand, and then swung himself up as easily as a trapeze performer. The lion came to its feet then and crouched, growling wickedly, threatening the climbing man. But Morgan continued to mount toward the lion. "Give me that pole," Morgan called to the older man. "I'll have this baby in another minute." "You watch it," Williams warned. "That lion ain't foolin'." Never in the year he had been working with Cat Morgan had Lone John become accustomed to seeing a man go up a tree after a mountain lion. Yet in that period, Morgan had captured more than 50 lions alive, and had killed as many more. Morgan was not a big man, as big men are counted, but he was tall, lithe, and extraordinarily strong. Agile as a cat, he climbed trees, cliffs, and rocky slopes after the big cats for which he was named, and had made a good thing out of supplying zoo and circus animal buyers.